The Brady Report.
Thanks to Officeworks. It's business upgrade time at Officeworks, helping you make bigger things happen.
Well, it is a Monday morning. Into Brady, good morning.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone. I think my eyes have just about recovered from Australia's entry in Eurovision. Less said about that, the better.
Oh, she got the most popular artist with all the commentators. So, well done.
I know. I can't be too harsh on her. My God, it was amazing. I mean, the whole show was incredible. But, yeah, Eurovision. It's a strange world out there. It really is, Millsy.
You've had a very busy weekend with migrants.
Yeah, busiest weekend ever. So, I've been down at the port of Dover in Kent, which is last stop in England, really, on the way to France and Europe. 52 men, women and children plucked out of the sea by the border force authorities over the course of the weekend. Two small boats on Saturday, two small boats on Sunday, and 52 people now being spoken to by immigration officials. This is just going on and on. Basically, you've got people traffickers, criminal gangs in northern France taking tens of thousands of dollars off people, putting them into little rigid inflatable boats, and when the sea is calm, pushing them over towards England. And the authorities here are saving people's lives and taking them to dry land. It's incredible. And the weather forecast for this week is good, and the seas will be calm, so this story will no doubt continue.
Absolutely. Now, Harry and Meghan have been married for 12 months. How did they celebrate it?
By releasing some previously unseen photographs on Instagram, would you believe? So lots and lots of photographs on Instagram and a lovely message thanking everyone for all the good wishes and the support. Obviously, you know, Meghan has a new baby. Harry went to a wedding at the weekend because Lady Gabriella Windsor, 52nd in line to the throne, she got married in the same chapel as they did on Saturday. So a year to the day, pretty much. Harry was back at a wedding and Meghan is minding the baby, and they celebrated by putting out the pictures on Instagram. And a lot of those pictures make today's newspapers. Beautiful stuff.
Well done. The FA Cup was on the weekend. It kind of just went into the background because we had our Glory playing last night and we got knocked off on penalties, unfortunately. But City, they've won the FA Cup.
Yes, 6-0. They've won everything. Let's be honest, they're the best team in England this year. But they're not going to win the Champions League because that's coming home to Liverpool. Six times, baby. And Millsy, I need you to do me a big favour when I'm in Perth.
Yeah?
I want the tour of that stadium. Our producer, Sophie, sent me some pictures over the weekend. She was at the game. It looks, honestly, I'm just blown away by that stadium. The more I see it on Twitter and social media, it looks amazing.
All right, mate, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.